Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
We're having fun here, John.
We really are. We just had, you know, those two ladies, Krista and Kelly, are, you know, a small indication of what happens in Project Independence. I mean, obviously, our own Christina is, you know, every week she's here, and people have to realize that, you know, she's here because Project Independence is. But the nurses, the social workers, everybody involved is tremendous. And now Anthony is with us, and Anthony's a Port Washington resident, and Anthony is a member of Project Independence. Anthony, you have to tip your screen down. We can't see you. Now tip it up. Kind of go in the middle someplace.
Perfect.
But you're muted, though. Can you find the mute button? Okay, I think we lost Anthony. Okay, that's fine. I don't mean that's fine. We'll get Anthony back when he calls in. We'll rehook him back up. But we can continue on a little bit in reference to Project Independence and what it does. And first of all, which we didn't give out when Kelly was on the phone, which was my fault, actually, 311. That's how you get in touch with Project Independence. And Christina had sent me an information. Since COVID began, the nurses and the social workers have received 7,716 calls. Wow. I mean, talk about, I mean, it's mind-boggling. And there's many. I mean, Project Independence is almost unique to North Hempstead. I mean, it really is. I mean, it started years ago, and through Supervisor Bosworth, she kept it going, and she continues to add services to it and transportation and everything else. But to have 7,716 calls made when there's other parts of this country that a senior has nobody to turn to if they can't get in touch with their children or maybe a caring neighbor. Here, we can have a social worker go to the house and help them. We can get Meals on Wheels to them and help them. It's truly a gift. There's just no question about it. And Anthony is back. Hello, Anthony. You're still on mute, though. On the bottom left. Now I'm going to say.
He did it.
Okay. I should be unmuted now, Otto.
No, you're good. Good morning.
Good morning. Are we on the air?
Yes, we are.
Oh, well, good morning to all of you. And let me turn this down. And thank you for allowing me to participate in this program.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
I've been listening to it since June. And you guys are just the greatest. And we all know that Otto is the man, the myth, and the legend.
I love it.
You love it, huh? And Christina. And Dan Cox, and it's nice to be here, and my emotions as well. It's the two guests who preceded me. They do wonderful work.
Terrific. And, I'm so glad to hear that.
So.
Now, tell us about yourself, Anthony. How'd you get involved in Project Independence?
My girlfriend told me about Project Independence, and I met a cab driver on the train when I used to come up here, and he drives for Deluxe Transportation, and both of them, my girlfriend and the cab driver.
Cab driver, yep.
The cab driver, Denny. Denny, I'll think of his name.
Okay.
Told me about Project Independence, and they agreed that I should get involved with it. And it has been nothing but fun, nothing but success. And I look forward to working with Otto and all of you to show a lot of people about technology, because technology, and I believe that technology and public relations are my strong points.
Good for you.
Anthony, I had the pleasure of talking to Anthony on the phone.
I did too.
Maybe a month or so, 2 months ago, whatever. And yeah. Anthony is quite open about the fact that he is visually very impaired. He was born
visually impaired. Yes.
Yeah. You know, can't see basically is what it comes down to.
Correct. And,
you know, where he like the fact that you're on technology, and you know, we say, oh, you know, you need to hit the mute button or whatever. That's kind of taken for granted by a lot of people, including me, on how you do that. How do you do that when you have your, you know, you're visually impaired?
Well, there is a, the reason why I didn't know how to hit the mute button at first was because I'm doing this on my Mac, and I had never done it on my Mac before. I always did it on my iPhone or my iPad. So I had to fiddle around with it, and, you know, I found the mute button. There is a text-to-speech reader in the Mac operating system and in the iPhone operating system as well, called VoiceOver. Apple has a few technology aids, VoiceOver, Zoom Text, which makes the text larger, which doesn't apply to me, and things like that. And VoiceOver is built in every device that Apple makes, including the Apple Watch. And what I do is arrow around with the arrow keys. And when I find the button that I want to find, I just hit the space bar and it works. And I've been on the Apple operating system since 2009, and you would have to really pry it out of my hands to get me to stop using it, because it is really, really a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing for anyone who has any kind of disability, hearing loss, visual impairments. It's not. The accessibility features on the Apple devices are not to just one disability.
You know, we have, I know a few people, a lot of people actually, who when you get older, sometimes macular degeneration creeps in.
Yeah.
And people become visually impaired who weren't visually impaired before, which is a way different game than you, in that you grew up as a kid, you know, basically being, I'm not saying this is a luxury, don't get me wrong, but you know, you grew up and adapted right from childhood or babyhood basically. And then somebody comes along and they're 75 years old or whatever, and they have macular degeneration, and all of a sudden they can't read, they can't watch TV, you know, they can't drive. It's like a slam. All of a sudden your life changes completely. You have any thoughts on that? Like how, you know, you're a positive person, I think. You know, you've adapted to your impairment, if you will. You have any thoughts on what people might do?
Well, yes, it's true. I've been blind since birth, so I'm not able to miss something I never had. And growing up, my mother and father saw that I got the best education that a person who was blind in the 60s could get. My brother and sister were very supportive of me, and they still are. My cousins, I had a whole network of cousins who were very supportive of me and wanted to see me succeed, and friends, my relatives, my aunts, my uncles. It just came naturally to me because I didn't know any other way. As far as people who lose their vision later on in life, although the end result is the same, the circumstances are different. And I'm sure it requires some people on their part to really try to work with it. Some people can and some people can't. I knew a 15-year-old kid that lost his sight, and he just couldn't deal with it, never learned to deal with it. And I know other people who do very well. I know a lady that's 90 years old or 91 years old, who is doing totally magnificent up here in this area. And she is doing magnificent. And it's just a pleasure and a joy to be in her company. So it depends on the individual and how they, what their attitude is toward it.
Anthony, I have a question, and it's very, it's a tough one. What do you know, the woman did well and the younger fella didn't. What is the if you can, what is the thing that you makes that makes the difference?
Your attitude.
What I'm trying to say. Okay.
Your
okay,
attitude perfect. And your network. Your attitude and the network of people who you have around me. There are positive people. There are people in the middle. And unfortunately, there are negative people. And people who are positive come out of it with absolutely almost unscathed. And people who are in the middle, you know, they do the best they can. Unfortunately, people who are negative through possibly no fault of their own don't handle it as well. Like I said, I had a whole network of people from, you know, my schoolmates to my teachers, my chums. Okay. There was a teacher.
Anthony, can I just put you on hold for a second? Because we have to take a break already.
But absolutely.
We need to keep going with this. You're listening sure. to Speak to Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.